to episode 7, a special edition of The Rift, August 5th, 2010. My name is Arithian, and today I have Cindy Bowens, otherwise known as Abigail, here to join me to clear up some questions we have about beta.
Hi, Ari. It's nice to be here with you today.
It's great to have you with us.
I'm really glad to have a chance to address some of the questions that the community has. I really want to make sure that our community understands that there will be plenty of chances for them to get into beta. There will be several different avenues, but most of all, I want the community to know that they haven't been forgotten. And just for being a member of the community, they will have a chance to get into beta.
Oh, well, that's probably going to make a lot of people feel a lot better. So, so now that the veil has been lifted just a little bit by that second Rift newsletter, is there anything that you'd like to or that you can tell us about beta?
Well, I keep telling you guys that it's coming soon.
Yay.
But I can't give you dates still. Even though we're getting things lined up and we're starting to get people ready for beta, when that's actually going to happen still hasn't been determined. And I've said this before, that it's more than just about a date. It's about making sure things are ready. So each stage of testing, once things are done and they're ready to bring in more people, that's when beta will happen. So that's why I really can't give dates at all. I mean, I don't even know the dates. I know what they're hoping happens, but, you know, it just really depends on how the testing goes.
Yeah, and even with the release of the newsletter, I mean, it gives us a little bit of hope that it is getting closer, so we know it really is coming.
It is definitely getting closer. In fact, we are now starting to enter into friends and family.
Oh.
And bringing a few more people in. So we're just adding a few people at a time right now. It's still a very lonely place in Talara. I can't wait till all of you are playing and we have lots of adventures we can go on together. I can't wait to see more people there.
Well, we really can't wait to be there, but we're going to have to, so.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay, so now we put up the post on Monday with a heap of questions, you know, saying that people could ask questions about beta, about, you know, anything they wanted to know about it. Now, I understand that for certain reasons, you're not going to be able to answer everything or address everything. Could we try and have a look at the ones that we can answer and go from
there? Absolutely. Absolutely. You just have to keep in mind that the beta plans are part of the business plan, and it's not typically something that is made public, you know, at least not all of the details.
Yeah.
So there were a number of questions that I can't answer, like things about numbers, how many we're planning on, what dates we're starting, our typical processes and procedures. Those things are all private company internal things and the things that I can't really talk about. But other than that, I will answer as much as I can.
So, if you can't make it out to Cologne, as many of us can't, fans attending Seattle's PAX will receive beta codes as well. Now, that's what the newsletter said. And some people have taken from the quote, you know, to mean that people going to PAX will also have a chance at beta codes. But there are some people who are insisting that that means that everybody who goes to PAX is going to get a beta code. So, can you clear up that misconception for us?
Yes. The way it's going to work is, people that go to PAX or Cologne to Gamescom will be given a kind of a ticket that gets them into the beta pool, basically.
Okay.
So as we need more and more people to get into to different stages of the beta, they'll begin pulling people from that pool. Now, that is a separate pool from the people that we are pulling from community.
Mm-hmm.
So really, and a lot of people have already kind of guessed this, the things that are going on at the conventions, those are more of outreach type of things to bring in people that maybe don't know about the game or haven't played it or aren't familiar with the game. The people that we want that really know the game and to really help test us the game, many of them are going to come straight from the community.
Yeah, so it's basically just a way to sort of broaden the horizons of people who will be available to test for you.
Exactly. And, you know, people have talked about on the forums that, you know, this is a marketing thing. Yes, absolutely. It's a marketing thing. We want to get as many people at these cons interested in our game as we can. But at no time have we forgotten our community and how much they deserve to be part of this.
Okay. One of the concerns is that there is a potential to eBay, the beta keys that people might get through a convention. And I know that's not really something that we can avoid, but I mean, is that like a possibility?
Well, sure it is. I mean, and there's really not much we can do about that. I mean, I think that's going to happen however people get access.
True.
I've been involved in betas where we really tried to keep track of everything that went out and who it went to and just tried everything we could and still saw, invitations on eBay immediately.
Oh,
So,
great.
we'll do what we can to protect the beta, but that's really not something we can stop.
Yeah. So if somebody gets a code from PAX or Gamescom, because you said they're two different pools, are they still like, is it possible for somebody to double up by being in both pools? Is that like going to, is one pool going to hinder them from the other or?
No, one pool should not hinder them from another. There's no guarantee they're going to be picked for either one. I mean, they're both
Yeah.
just a chance at it. It's a pretty good chance. It's better than nothing.
True,
But
true.
yeah, I mean, and the way that's all going to be played out is something I can't really go into yet. Obviously, I can't talk about dates or stages or how that's all going to work. But just hold on to those passes.
Okay, so there is a bit of a concern with the statement in the newsletter that people who attend Gamescom will get a free chance at a closed beta key. So does this mean that the beta keys like won't be free, or does it mean that they'll be sent out from sites like the third party sites where you have to pay for membership? Because that's I just think a lot of people would prefer to give money directly to Trion if they're going to pay for something.
No, that was kind of a redundant statement. I mean, the chance to get into beta is always free.
Yeah.
It's not something that we're going to charge for. And there'll be again, there'll be more ways as we go along for people to actually have a chance to get the beta. But no, we're not charging for beta.
So in free, it was kind of like you come in to the you come into the con and you pay to get into the con. You don't have to pay for the rest, for any other thing. You just
Right.
kind of like.
It's just a, hey, come get your pass as long as they last kind of a thing. It's not,
Awesome.
you don't have to come buy something or anything like that at the booth.
Okay, I like that. Okay, so you did touch on this a little bit earlier, but will existing community members be considered before new applicants? Or is it all sort of a random lucky dip? Like you said, they've got the two pools and it really is kind of just a chance thing in both of them. So,
Well, let me explain what we're about to do for the community. I think that'll help with a lot
oh,
of
I like this.
misunderstandings. There will be the pools that come from the con. There will be pools of people that will come from other places. Again, there are things that I can't announce yet, but be watching for different promotional things to come up for ways to get into beta. But being part of the community is also a way to get into beta. Now, we're doing it a little bit differently than maybe people have done it in the past. Rather than just putting everybody into one big pool, our team will have some discretion as to deciding who gets into beta from the community.
Okay.
And some of the things that we're going to be looking at on choosing people from the community are things like, what is their contribution to the community? How has this person helped with building the community? Have they had good feedback? Have they been easy people to get along with?
Post count.
Pardon me?
Post count.
Post count will have something to do with it, but again, it's going to depend on quality of the
Yeah.
posts. Someone who has, 85 posts that just say nothing is going to have less of a chance than somebody that has 10 posts, but they're all really good, well thought out posts.
Yeah, okay, cool.
We're going to be looking at, how well people express themselves, if they're able to express themselves in a productive way.
Yep.
We need good feedback. That's the whole point of having beta is we need people that can really play the game and in a concise and respectful manner be
Yeah.
able to talk about their experience and make suggestions and help us find problems. So that's what I'm going to be looking for from the forums and in the community. I'm going to be looking for people who have done that. We're also going to be looking at people's experience as gamers, as MMO gamers, their experience with testing. Those are all factors that we're going to be looking at. We will definitely be choosing a number of people from the pre-launch community as they're needed. Now, you have to remember there are no promises, and this is not a perfect system. I mean, I'm sure there will be people that deserve to be in beta that aren't going to get in. And there are going to be people that a lot of people think don't deserve to get in that will slip in. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. I've done lots of betas, and I've yet to find a perfect system. You know, it's some of it will just be luck of the draw. A lot of it's going to be just depending on what we need at a specific time. That's why, you know, it's really important to be honest about your experience, you know, because there may come a time when we want to hear from people who have, you know, a very extensive MMO background. There may be other times we want to hear from people who have very little MMO background. Same thing with the testers. You know, sometimes we'll want seasoned people that know how to do beta tests. Other times we'll want people who are brand new at it, who can really come at it with fresh eyes. So one of the ways that we're going to do this is early next week, I will be putting up a thread. And in that thread, I will be talking about the minimum specs that people will need to have to
Minimum
be able to
specs.
play. Now, let me be really clear. This is the min specs for beta. And that means that that may or may not be what we have going into launch. A lot of that is what's being tested in beta. So I want to make sure that's really clear that people don't see that and think, okay, that's the absolute minimum specs. You know, minimum specs for beta and specs for launch are and can be two completely different things. So I'll be putting up some information about that, and it'll be an official thread asking people to talk about, you know, how they feel about the community, what part they play in the community, their experience as a gamer and as a tester, and why they want to be in beta. And I know this will be a thread that'll go on for pages and pages, but as we start pulling people for beta, that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go start looking at those threads. I and my team will look at the different people in those threads and look at their history, look and see if they've been a really valuable member on the forums, whether they've been a forum leader, whether they've ever been a behavior problem. I mean, all of those things will come into play, and we'll choose as many people as we can that qualify out of that pool. Now, the tricky thing is, you know, people are going to be under NDA, so it's going to be interesting. People are going to get picked for beta and not be allowed to talk about it. So,
So
you
there
know, you.
definitely will be an NDA that people who get into beta will have to sign, and they can't speak about it until it's lifted or until they're given permission to.
Absolutely. Now, later there that may be lifted. Sometimes later in later stages of beta, they'll lift that and let people talk a little bit about their experience. I don't know if that's going to happen yet, and if it does, it will be much later. But anybody put into the beta in these early stages will be under very strict NDA. I mean, you won't even be allowed to tell people you're in the beta.
Okay, so basically, what we have to do is when you put the official post up, we have to fill in our previous history of gaming, of testing, and what we think about the community, where we think we fit in the community, and what we think we would bring to the beta testing process.
Yes, that's basically what's going to be in that post. I will have that up. I'm hoping Monday or Tuesday. I just have a couple more things to get lined up, and then we'll start looking at those. There's one other thing I want to talk about today, though, that will also have an influence on beta. We have just enabled the reputation system on the forums, and that should be up sometime today, I believe. That should be readied. So you're going to be able to rate other members of the community. Now, there's not going to be a way to do negative ratings, so we won't have anybody just getting bashed. But the way I would really like you all to think of it is, if you're not going to get into beta, if you knew right now that you're not going to get into beta, who would you want there representing you? So that's something I'll be able to look at and see, you know, who has the highest reputations. And, you know, those people will definitely be considered for beta. Now, I always hear things like, well, that's a popularity contest. Well, you know, I have to go on something, you know, and I think it's really important to see who the community feels are their leaders and the people that they would like to have some input. So that's why we've decided to go ahead and enable that reputation system. I also usually get asked things like, you know, well, it's not fair. You know, to somebody that comes to the forums and they're there just as a lurker and they don't post much, it's not fair that they don't get the same chance. Well, you know, that may not be exactly fair to that person, but I have to have some sort of system. You know, I can't just blindly pick people that I've never heard from.
Yeah.
So sometimes it does come down to your posting, and it does come down to what your fellow community members think of you. So, you know, unfortunately, as I said, not everybody will get into beta.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not looking for somebody that's written sonnets or anything like that.
Damn.
And if somebody's just been minimally involved, they still have a shot, you know, but yes, people who have higher reputations and higher post counts and have contributed more, they're going to have more of a shot than the person that has just sat quietly and not said anything.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, again, I really don't have a choice there. I can't just go pick people that I've never heard from and assume that they're going to be a good person for beta. Because the one thing you have to keep in mind, beta is not a pre-purchase test for everybody.
No, it's not.
You know, I know that a lot of people feel that way, that they want to get into beta to try the game out. But beta is not for you. Beta is for us. You know, this is the way we have to test and make sure the game's working and make sure everything's acting the way it's supposed to and make sure there aren't any glaring mistakes that we haven't caught. So, you know, beta's a blast, don't get me wrong. And I know it's really enjoyable and most people really love it. But it's not being set up for fun. It's being set up for us to be able to make a better game.
Okay, so basically the reputation system has now been enabled and nobody can negative people. That's very important because I've been a member of many forums where you just have people jump on a bandwagon and negative the crap out of people.
Right.
So that's not allowed. It's just positive and it's in more of the put yourself in the mindset of if you can't be there, who do you want to be in beta for you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's really a tool just to help us as we start choosing people to go into beta.
Okay. So, are there any plans for an open beta phase prior to the official launch?
I can't answer that for sure yet. I've heard discussion about it, but I haven't heard anything official about it. You know, you usually have some form of that at some point, so I wouldn't be surprised, but it's nothing solid at this
point. So, you said there's going to be a minimum spec setup purely for beta. It's not in regards to the entire game, just to beta, and you'll post that on Monday, correct?
I hope to have it on Monday, let's say Monday or Tuesday at the latest.
Okay, good, because I'm building a new computer and I want to know.
Well, so, and that's exactly why I have really been pressing to get this information out, because I know I've heard from lots and lots of people saying, hey, you know, if I'm going to need a new video card, I want to know, I want to get prepared. So I'm trying to get this information for you guys as quick as I can.
Excellent. So are there plans for future beta keys to be given out through any of the social networking portals like Facebook or through newsletter signups? Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. I can't talk anything yet about what the specific plans are, but we are planning on doing some things through Facebook and through the newsletter. Make sure that you're signed up through the newsletter because you'll miss some important things if you're not.
Ooh, okay. Well, I am, so I'm happy. So do you also have any plans to have keys given out by larger gaming networks or fan sites as promotional material in the future?
I think you can expect to see that happen. Again, unfortunately, I can't go into any specifics yet, but I know those are things that are being talked about with our marketing and PR people.
And how about the international community? We seem to have a lot of people from Europe or the Oceanic region. Are they going to have as much of a chance to get a key as the US people?
Well, unfortunately, once again, I can't give any real details, but there will be a beta in Europe.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Now, obviously, people can use the keys because we're giving them away at Gamescom. So
yeah, that's true.
They will be able to participate. There will be more details about that as we get closer.
Okay, now, we have probably what is one of the most important questions, and I'm very surprised that, you know, you haven't addressed this yet. Will Simon be available for PvP during beta, and will he drop loot?
I actually asked Simon about that, and his response was something like, yeah, I'll come in with PvP. PvP turned on, but I think I'll also turn on my God mode so nobody can kill me. So,
damn.
But yeah, Simon will definitely be around. You'll be able to find Simon. And we're working on some little surprises from Simon once the game is launched, too.
Uh-oh.
Just for the community people.
They'll be like everybody ganging up to kill him because it seems to be the done thing.
And Simon's very proud of that name, too.
So
we'll have to bring Simon in to talk to you sometime.
Oh, I would love that. So is there anything else that you would like to tell us, share with us, or clarify?
Well, I just want to say that I hope that the community knows how much they're appreciated, not just by me, but by the whole team. I mean, these guys come on and read the forums from time to time, and the excitement and the enthusiasm that they see there really inspires them. And we appreciate it so much. We appreciate the support that we've gotten for some time now, long before the forums were even active. And we want to make sure that you know you're appreciated. And, you know, it may have sounded from the newsletter like, oh, this was the first chance to get into beta. Well, technically it is. It's the first actual passes that will be being passed out. But people who have been here all along on the forum supporting the game and building the community, you have not been forgotten. And we will make sure that plenty of people from there get into the beta.
Yay. I like that. So I'm so glad that you could come and talk to us today.
Well, I really, really appreciate the opportunity. As the questions started to come up about this, I just thought the easiest way to deal with it was just to get to talk directly with people. So thank you so much for providing me with the opportunity to do that.
No problem at all. It's a lot of fun. I hope I'll talk to you again next week or...
Next week for sure.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, we really appreciate Abby taking time out of her extremely busy schedule to come and clarify the beta questions that have arisen for us. I do apologize personally that it is only me today and that I couldn't manage to fit the podcast recording in with Desi's work schedule simply because it was a little bit of a rush job. We wanted to get it out as soon as possible so that people had the answers that they've been looking for. We hope that that at least has made a lot of people happy. There will be no podcast released on Monday, the 9th of August, 2010. The podcast released now, this one, the 5th of August, is going to take place of that one. Our next podcast will be released on August 16th, 2010. Cardis and I will be working on questions for the dev that we have with us then, and we'll let you know by editing the forum post who that is going to be at a later date. So don't forget to go to riffpodcast.com. That's our website, and we do love to hear from you. Our email is riftpodcast@gmail.com. We also have a Twitter. You can follow us there. So I'm Erythian. I hope you enjoyed this special podcast, and we hope you'll listen to us next time.